With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House is rejecting the latest spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. In a Thursday evening vote, almost 40 Republicans voted against the 116-page proposal, down from 1,700 pages. It was supported by President Trump. Democrats voted mostly along party lines, opposing the bill that included disaster relief money and funding for farmers. The bill would have funded the government through March 14th. Without legislation, the government will shut down late Friday night. U.S. Senator Rand Paul says Elon Musk should become Speaker of the House. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The always fiscally minded Senator Paul notes in a post on X, the House Speaker need not be a member of Congress. It adds that, quote, nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk to serve as Speaker. Musk is under fire from many on the Hill for his role in sinking the proposed continuing resolution compromise achieved by House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Turning Point USA's America Fest 2024 opened today in Phoenix. Young conservative activists spending the next 4 days hearing from President Trump and Salem Radio Network hosts Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka while celebrating the GOP's victory in last month's elections. Among the 10,000 attendees is Nancy, who was originally from Kenya but is now proud to live in America.
It's a country that gave me second chances. I'm raising patriots and not domestic terrorists, where, you know, Trump is all about loving America. Trump has really opened doors, and he's the one who exposed the truth and has really been fighting for the future of our children, raising American kids who love this country. And I keep telling my kids, you fix America, you save the world.
America Fest 2024 continues in Phoenix through this Sunday. This is SRN News. A closer look at President Trump's nominees.
Democrats claim that Mr. Trump will turn his administration into some kind of evangelical Christian club as a favor to those who voted for him. But in fact, the soon-to-be president is nominating people of all kinds of faith backgrounds. There are several evangelicals represented there, but there's also numerous Catholics and several Hindus. President Trump has also selected a number of open homosexuals, making his nominees about as diverse as any Democratic president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix transgender drug lord drama Amelia Perez was most named, advancing in international feature, score, original song, sound, hair, and makeup. Will and Harper is up for a documentary. Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele, a guy living as a woman. This is SRN News. A Wall Street comeback loses steam. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
An early rebound on Wall Street petered out by the end of the day, leaving indexes close to flat. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.1% Thursday. The benchmark index is coming off one of its worst days of the year after the Federal Reserve said it may deliver fewer cuts to interest rates next year than previously thought. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.57%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are holding a strike at seven of the company's delivery hubs less than a week before Christmas. The Teamsters said the workers joined picket lines on Thursday after Amazon ignored a Sunday deadline the union had set for contract negotiations. More details at SRNnews.com.